Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast, This Week in America. A pleasure to welcome back to the program author of Common Threads trilogy, L.A. Champagne. Common Threads is a fictional historical trilogy that follows the lives of multiracial twins and their families and the prejudice they face from the 1850s to the 1970s in both Canada and the U.S. Laurie Ann L.A. Champagne is an author from Barrie, Ontario, Canada. She lives part-time in a wheelchair due to the progression of spina bifida and hydrocephalus. The publication of her third book in the trilogy at age 59 completes a 14-year journey of personal and professional challenges. She's a former nursing assistant and advertising graduate from Georgian College in Barrie, as well as a mother and grandmother. Back with us, L.A. Champagne, author of the highly recommended The Common Threads trilogy, joining us from Canada. Laurie Ann, L.A., welcome back to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Hi, Rick. It's great to be back on the program. I'm so glad you invited me. You can call me Laurie.
Okay, Laurie, it's a pleasure to have you on the program. But if you're Googling L.A., and I'll give you all that as we go through the program, last time we talked about book two, new book three was about to come out. It was your birthday on that particular date as well. So I really appreciated being able to be part of your birthday celebration that day. And we're celebrating now because book three is out there. The trilogy is complete. And let's start by talking about that. How did you come to write a trilogy? What does one do to even start a trilogy?
First, you have to have an idea, a thought, and of what you're writing about. And 14 years ago, when my second grandchild was born, I was sleeping at my daughter's place just after we came home from seeing the baby, and I woke up with a novel in my head. So that's sort of one way you can start a trilogy. And why a trilogy? Because you just can't stop writing. I was in a situation where I didn't know where to end it. And I was already well over 1,000 pages, and I had no idea.
So, and no conclusion in sight. So at this point, you're thinking there has to be.
So I just had to finish it at some spot. And just hope the people like the ending.
Well, so far, the word is excellent. Everybody loves the series. And I know you're talking about possibly movie, something like that. A lot of exciting things happening because it's such a great story, a touching story, so well told. When you started Common Threads, and I think that was published like about 2013, when you started that initially at the beginning, not when you got to 1,000 pages, but when you started that, did you have any idea it was going to turn into three books?
No, I didn't. I had no idea. I did 9 months of research on my own, and that was mostly online and talking to certain people that I needed to talk to in their special line of professionalism.
Yes.
And a lot of people did help me, and they got their thank yous in my first few pages. And that's all they asked for was just say thank you.
Well, and you did the rest by taking the information they gave you and turning into this really impressive series, Common Threads, the trilogy series. You'll find it basically wherever books are sold, iUniverse.com in the bookstore, for example. We'll have a link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. The author, L.A. Champagne, S-H-A-M-P-A-G-N-E.
C-H.
C-H, I'm sorry, bifocal. C-H-A-M-P-A-G-N-E. And it's great reading. All three are now available. Is there a real story that the Common Threads trilogy is based on?
No, there really isn't, but yet again, yes, there is. It's common history from that time, from that era, and that was always a big interest to me. I had to read everything I could about it. I was just so enthralled when I was growing up as a teenager, when I first heard about the Africans being brought over as slaves. And I just dug into it so much.
And you tell the story.
In one way, yes, there is a story behind it, but no, not in my family.
Yes, a story because this really happened, but not in your family. So many interesting characters that you've developed through the years for the common threads take place. Let's talk about in book one, book two, book three. Who are some of the characters that that are your favorites that you wrote about?
Book two, I would have to say my favorite character is Burko Yaba, who that's his African name. He was a slave, and his name was changed to Jed Allen. And Marcus Allen, he was the slave owner, but he was a kind owner. He was a plantation owner with a heart. But when it came to other plantation owners, he acted just the same, but he would never harm a hair on one of his slaves' backs. Nothing like that. Everything that happened to them happened through other places, other people. And Jacob died of multiple sclerosis, which was not multiple sclerosis at the time. So I hinted to the symptoms that he had so that people could think, oh, I wonder if she's writing about that and that sort of thing.
Yes.
So he was a kind plantation owner, which you never heard of. And Diana McGee, she was my very first matriarch, if you will. Family matriarch, and I loved her, and I kind of molded her after my stepmom.
Interesting.
She was a very kind lady.
You create those characters. It has to be difficult, sort of in a sense, to see them go away when you moved on from their story to somebody else's.
I cried when Jacob, I had to kill him off. And I was beside myself for days when I had to kill Jed, which was Burko. And when Diana passed away, the farm that they had in Canada made that day of her death a family holiday, paid holiday for all of the staff for all years, ever, forever.
Wow.
Honor her.
Back with us on the program. Yes.
In book two, Joe Allen, I really love creating him. He was a black gentleman, and I say gentleman because he had all of the characteristics every woman wants in a man. And that's what I can describe Joe as and why I loved him so much. Etta is the other one who is the housekeeper of the Allens. And the housekeeper was with them a very long time, and she was black as well as Joe. Joe was black. And Etta was she was brought up on a bad plantation. Her mother was killed before she was even five. So they just gave her to the kitchen staff, and the kitchen staff brought her up. So I really liked Etta in book two. And book three, Elizabeth Allen, she turns out to be the final matriarch of the whole family.
Interesting.
And Dr. Hathaway, he delivered the twins. And the delivery of the twins was just unbelievable. Well, I say delivered the twins. He gave them life in a sense. Nobody would give the boys a birth certificate because of them being black and white. And he was the doctor who looked after them all through everything. So those are my favorite characters.
Yes, and you can tell by the way you describe them how close you are. These are people that are alive to you, that you created. We're talking about the Common Threads trilogy. Book number three is available now by L.A. Champagne. That's Champagne. Book available, iUniverse.com in the bookstore, other places as well. You can Google, get information, Common Threads Trilogy. We'll have all of that on our website. You deal with some really important topics. Are a
yes.
lot of the topics, the subject matter that you discuss, relevant today, do you think?
Yes. You can't say it's not. The slavery is relevant today. The color issue is relevant today still, and it shouldn't be. That just tells you how many years we've been dealing with what people are still going through. So it's very much relevant today to what's going on out there.
I'm amazed at the research that you've put into the series, the Common Threads trilogy. A lot of medical information, a lot of golfing information in the books. How much research went into the series?
Well, being into the nursing for quite a number of years, I learned a lot of medical stuff. So a lot of it was myself, but the real medical stuff came from a real doctor. And he is credited on my book. It's Dr. Joseph Zadra. And he would sit in the hospital cafeteria area in the mornings when he would come in before he would see the patients, and he'd run and grab his coffee and we'd sit down for I would have my questions all prepared and ready. So if I had 20 questions, we could just go down the list as fast as time I had
yes.
with him. Sometimes it was 10 minutes.
That's amazing.
So that's how fast he worked. And I never experienced anything about golf until I started researching my Scottish family that I wrote about. And that was because of St. Andrews being the birthplace of golf.
Yes.
And that's in Scotland. And, of course, Dr. Zadra is the biggest golf nut I know.
Well, the research
and
comes through.
His dream someday is to go to St. Andrews. And I think he's actually got there at some point.
That's fantastic. The background, what you went through to make the book so believable. It's a Common
yes,
Threads
trilogy.
Yes, and
he wrote a golf game for me in the first book. He wrote an entire golf game, and there was a bet on. And I said, don't tell me who wins. It was between man and wife. And I said, don't tell me who wins. Let it be a surprise to me. So he did. He never told me, and he had a lot of fun with it.
Well, Lori Champagne is our guest back on the program. L.A. Champagne, if you're Googling, author of the Common Threads trilogy, now complete. Time goes by so quickly when we have Lori on the program.
It does.
So much to talk about. What, any key message you'd like the audience to take away from reading the trilogy?
Well, the key message really is, you know, it's black and white marriages go on all the time, and many, many other ethnic groups and white, and their marriages last longer than a double Caucasian marriage, oftentimes. So you have to think there's something there. There's something we're missing, people. So don't just make yourself think that just because you're Caucasian, you have to love somebody that's Caucasian. No, you don't. You have to spread your wings and you have to find the love of your life. Doesn't matter what color they are.
It's a good message in Lori's trilogy, the Common Threads trilogy. I mentioned in the beginning spina bifida and hydrocephalus. I want to talk about that briefly here. Explain a little bit. And I know you've been very active in getting information out there. You've got a website that people can go to for more information.
Yeah, there is. The Canadian website is the SBHACC.ca, and that is the Spina Bifida Hydrocephalus Association of Canada. And spina bifida, I was born with a hole in my back, which my bones protruded up through the skin, and it had a membrane covering it. And I was born in Alliston, which is like about as far as I am now, about an hour from Toronto, sick kids. And I never got there for 2 days. So my life has been a series of miracles through all of this. There was also water on the brain, which is hydrocephalus. And the hydrocephalus went on as well for a few days. And they had to put a shunt in my head, but they couldn't do it because I was only 8 pounds. They couldn't operate back then on anything smaller than 10 pounds. So my father had to bring me home and care for me while my mother was still in the hospital and take me back to Toronto 2 weeks later. And then they were able to operate because I gained 2 pounds. And they were serious about it. I had to gain that weight, and they never expected for the life of them that I would ever be back in 2 weeks. And so I'm a fighter. And so as I grew up very, very normally, and I shouldn't have. I should have had so many things wrong with me through my life. I had a perfectly normal childhood, teens, I was fine. Everything was fine up until I started into my 40s. And then things started happening to me that happened to all the children in the 60s and prior. So a lot of it is not nice to talk about.
Well, you're doing so well, and through all of this, you were able to finish this trilogy series, the Common Threads trilogy. Boy, time is going by so quickly. I'm going to give you that information on the website again. It's sbhac.ca. So the information is out there. A couple minutes left in the program. I want to talk about what's next for you. I don't want to put any pressure on you to do some writing on something because you've just finished this and we're celebrating that.
I have so many people wanting me to explain my life, to write about all of this stuff that I give you bits and pieces of. And everything is so miraculous, you wouldn't even believe it. So I may write about my life.
That would be a fascinating read. I mentioned, again, the challenges that you went through over the period
my
of working on
Common Sense. My told my mother I would, if I grew up normally, I would be one out of 80 million.
You know, congratulations, you're one out of 80 million. I'm so amazed at the energy you have, the passion you have for life, for writing the series. It is always such a pleasure to have you on the program, and we will continue to this and have our conversations. And Common Threads is doing so well.
And I'm sure there's going to be more news to tell you about soon.
And I don't want to jinx any of that, but yes, we will stay tuned for more exciting information on Common Threads. The series Common Threads, Common Threads Book 2, Common Threads Book 3, you'll find at all the usual places. I'll send you to iUniverse.com in the bookstore. We'll have that up on our website. The author is L.A. Champagne. That's C-H-A-M-P-A-G-N-E, and we'll have all this on our website. Lori, it's a pleasure to have you back on the program. Congratulations on the success finishing the trilogy. I'm so excited for you and what lies ahead. So many exciting things coming up in the future for you. Thank you so much for being with us on the program. Always a pleasure.
Thank you so much, Rick. I really enjoyed talking with you.
It is always fun. And all the information on Lori Ann's book, the trilogy, on our website, thisweekinamerica.us, the Common Threads trilogy we're talking about. And we're back with more on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.